CPR and the Heimlich maneuver are routine first aid. Now, as mass shootings and other disasters become more common, a Boston surgeon says knowing how to use a tourniquet to stop serious bleeding must become just as common. Dr. David King is at the forefront of a new national campaign that aims to teach you and me how to save a life at risk in minutes from excessive bleeding. WBUR's Martha Biebinger takes us to a training, this one for nurses from Catholic elementary and high schools across Boston.
You go like that. Now you need to.
Dr. David King, a trauma surgeon at Mass General, slaps and grips his right forearm, applying pressure. It's the first step, King says, to stop severe bleeding. If the blood is still gushing out, step two is to pack the wound tight with special blood-clotting gauze if you have it. If not, a T-shirt will do.
And you'll see in 10 seconds whether or not that's worked or not. And if it doesn't, what's the next step and the final step?
King looks out at a dozen school nurses.
Is to put a tourniquet on, right?
King grabs a handful of black plastic straps with Velcro on one side, a double buckle at one end, and a small black stick the nurses would twist to clamp blood vessels shut if needed. King would like to see a tourniquet in every classroom, mall, train station, any public place. His conviction is rooted in 14 years as an Army combat surgeon and the 2013 Boston Marathon.
After the Boston Marathon bombing, my military experience just started making me think that this is an exportable skill that we can teach anybody. And it's unfortunate that we have to be teaching teachers how to do this, but it's the reality in which we live.
King is part of a national advisory group that recommends all Americans be prepared to act as immediate responders. 2 weeks ago, the White House and Department of Homeland Security embraced that idea in a new campaign called Stop the Bleed.
5 minutes can make the difference between life and death.
Deputy Homeland Security Advisor Amy Pope spoke at the campaign launch about how quickly someone injured in a shooting, bomb blast, tornado, or train accident can bleed to death.
We want to make sure more people can survive a severe injury, that more people will have more than 5 minutes, more time to be treated and seen by a trained professional, more time to live.
The campaign plans public education announcements and widespread access to bleeding control kits with tourniquets. Just last week, the American Red Cross updated its first aid guidelines to include bleeding and the use of tourniquets. Jonathan Epstein with the Red Cross says it's time.
Given the events of recent incidents with schools and malls, the Boston Marathon, situations that have really pushed healthcare to make sure that citizens can respond in an emergency as they're much faster than an EMT or a paramedic could arrive.
The Red Cross expects to add bleeding control to its online and in-person trainings in the coming months. Dr. King wrote his own script and is scheduling his own trainings.
I'm going to give you about 5 minutes, then I'm just going to start coming around and working out the kinks.
The Catholic school nurses practice threading and tightening a tourniquet on themselves. Then, with King watching, they test the tourniquet on a tube-shaped pillow King has wrapped in black duct tape, the size and density, perhaps, of someone's thigh.
Wait a minute, I'm stuck.
Take it out.
Do it again.
Threading the buckle twice for maximum tension, then pulling the strap hard enough to close off bleeding completely is hard. King has some tips.
I put my hand on the leg or
on
the thigh.
Yeah.
I push it away from
me
while I pull the free end towards me.
All right.
Wow. All right.
Teresa Hartel, the nurse at Boston College High School, tries again, leaning into the dummy thigh and then yanking back with a mighty pull.
Teresa! Wait a muscle.
That's what we were missing. And then you turn it.
Hartel twists the little black bar or windlass on the tourniquet to increase the tension.
Wow, Teresa.
Yeah.
He's not bleeding anymore.
Bridget Jacklich, the nurse at St. Francis Xavier in South Weymouth, says she is disturbed to think that she and colleagues need this training, but she wants to be prepared.
As nurses, we are first responders, whether it be at school or whether it be at a marathon. I was there the day of the Boston Marathon. Any time there's an emergency, we react. And to have the knowledge of how to put a tourniquet on appropriate I'm thrilled that Dr. King was here today to teach us that.
King grins, watching nurses master this new first aid skill, even if it is a response to a grim reality.
You know, you can talk about preventing these incidents, and that's a move for the legislature, and it's a move for us as voters. But that may take months or years or may never happen. I'm going to leave this teaching session today with a group of empowered nurses who now know what to do tomorrow. It doesn't take an act of Congress. It took us 30 minutes on a Wednesday afternoon, and they are empowered to save a life now.
It's a skill these women hope they won't ever need to use. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.